This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping has touched down in Zimbabwe for a short visit to the Southern African country. He's arrived in Harare after attending the opening of the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris. His trip to Zimbabwe is his first as president. Xi Jinping is expected to oversee the signing of a number of new economic agreements while in Zimbabwe. It comes as China and Zimbabwe mark 35 years of diplomatic ties. Xi Jinping will then leave for neighboring South Africa tomorrow to chair this year's Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in Johannesburg, which will open on Friday. China has formally taken over the presidency of the G20 as of this Tuesday, December 1st. As the rotating head of the G20 grouping, China will play host to next year's leaders' summit in the city of Hangzhou in early September. In taking over the presidency of the G20, Chinese President Xi Jinping has issued a statement calling on the world's 20 richest countries to unify steps to cope with problems facing the global economy. This year's G20 summit taking place in Antalya, Turkey in November. A cold front is now moving into the greater Beijing area, blowing off much of the particulate which has been engulfing the capital region for the past few days. A new series of warnings had to be issued throughout the capital region on Tuesday and remain in effect for the time being, as the thick veil of smog, which had been enveloping the Chinese capital since last week, had been getting even heavier. PM2.5 readings in certain parts of Beijing hitting 600 on Tuesday. This prompting warnings to schools across the capital to keep their students indoors. Like Monday, industrial production was curtailed in Beijing, and expressways also shut down because of the smog, once again disrupting life for many in the city of some 20 million. Choking pollution mainly being produced by coal-fired power stations and has become much worse after the winter heating began in mid-November in Beijing. New figures compiled by the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention show 92% of all new HIV infections in the country come from unprotected sex. There are around 575,000 people now living with HIV in China. 110,000 new HIV infections have been reported this year, a slight increase from last year. Young men between the ages of 15 and 24 have been identified as an area of concern, with infection rates among this demographic growing at an annual rate of around 35% over the past 5 years. HIV transmission rates among young homosexual men is also rising quickly. New analysis has been released to coincide with World AIDS Awareness Day, which falls this Tuesday. The People's Bank of China is rebuffing concerns over the depreciation of the renminbi now that it's been approved to enter the IMF Special Drawing Rights Basket. Central Bank Vice Governor Yi Gang says mechanisms are available to keep the currency stable and at a reasonable level. He also says the PBOC will not hesitate to intervene if there are drastic fluctuations in international balance of payments and cross-border capital flows. Following the IMF decision overnight, the central parity rate of the renminbi dipped by 11 basis points to above 6.39 against the U.S. dollar for Tuesday's trading. When the renminbi is introduced to the IMF's currency basket next year, the Chinese currency will make up just under 11% of the total weighting of the SDR. The German cabinet has approved plans for military support to fight the Islamic State in Syria. It follows an appeal from French President François Hollande in the wake of the Paris terror attacks last month. Germany is going to send in fighter jets, a naval frigate, and a 1,200-strong soldier force to the region. German authorities have already agreed to send 600 soldiers to Mali to combat the Islamic State there. Meantime, British Prime Minister David Cameron calling for a debate and vote in the British Parliament on British airstrikes in Syria. The initial report into the Air Asia plane crash a year ago on the Java Sea near Indonesia has been released. The report into last December's fatal crash suggests a faulty component was a major factor that ended up causing the plane to go down, killing all 162 people on board. Indonesian officials say a component in the A320's rudder control system failed, but at the same time, the flight crew's response to the malfunction is also being considered a contributing factor. The Air Asia flight went down around 40 minutes into its short flight from the city of Surabaya to Singapore, the wreckage being discovered days later in the Java Sea. Only around two-thirds of the bodies from the doomed flight were recovered, as a typhoon swirling in the area at the time made it unsafe for recovery work. The storm itself is not believed to have been a factor in the crash. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.